Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We will be telling you a little bit about our television show, Teachers, which will be premiering on NBC on April the 6th at 9:30. We hope you watch it later on in the show. Bud Dickman will have a chiropractor. What is his last name again, Mark? I forgot the chiropractor's last name was Brazier. Yeah, Mr. Brazier, right, Bud?
Yeah.
And he'll be in. And let's see, a few other things. We're welcoming on the program tonight and this segment of the Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Fraser Foods. Shop for less for your entire family at Fraser Foods with locations throughout the Southwest and Southeast. Bob Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods. Robert, welcome to the program.
Great pleasure to be here, Phil. And let me add my congratulations and my best wishes for the success of your television enterprise.
Thank you. I want to ask you, there's a new policy at Fraser Foods that you say the customers are going to be welcoming, and it's not a no-check cashing policy, but it is a, there's a limited check cashing policy. Is that the best way to say it?
Phil, we are excited. Let me explain. We are the very first retail grocery chain to ask our customers who write us checks to kindly have those checks already made out, including the amount, so that we no longer keep other customers waiting in line while people who write checks, take time, Phil, to fill them out, and then also to enter them into their check registers. This has been consuming so much time in the checkout line for someone to pull out a checkbook, and I understand that people write checks. We're asking them to have the check ready in the amount, and all of the, you look at it, people using cash or credit cards moving through other lines very quickly. This has been a concern. I will tell you, it reached a point where we needed to take action, and we have. My personal health suffered at one point, but knock wood, I'm on the mend, and we're very excited about it.
All right, so you're asking people to have, if they're going to write a check, have it already written out.
Please have it already filled out and ready to go.
Including the amount.
Well, we'd like it down to at least a dollar. And that is not something difficult to ask. I'll tell you why. Because people are buying the products. Our prices are very clearly marked. It would seem unusual at best that someone isn't going to know how much they're spending on groceries. Anybody who can add, you can fill it out to at least a dollar. And
all right, let me ask you, what about the people who enter what they just wrote into there? You mentioned the check register. All of this has to do with the amount of time.
Well, the check register is an area of concern because something happened within the last 20 years when banks began to give checkbooks with every checking account that was opened, and people had their choice of different checkbooks, and more we began to see a very large check registers. And when I say large, I mean, they were about the size of a coffee table book, just very big, and I began to notice individuals who would stop to pay for their groceries by slowly pulling this large check register out, very slowly opening it up and filling out the check, and then going over and filling in the check register, all while other customers are waiting. And I began to feel the pressure. I think that members of our board knew that I was under a lot of pressure. We appreciate them filling in the register somewhere else. And you have to tell them, on some level, we're not impressed you've got a big checkbook, because I really think that that's what it's about.
And what does it mean, we're not impressed you've got a big checkbook?
Well, you notice, when you've been in this business long enough, you notice people pull out those large check registers as if the rest of us are supposed to think they're what? They have a big, corporate account, and I think it's very self-indulgent. We're asking them to fill out their checks somewhere else, and let's get going. We've got a lot of people that are waiting in line.
All right, we're talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. All right, people who are filling out the check register take too much time. People who are filling out the checks take too much time. And you mentioned you had a health crisis related to this.
Let me tell you, the amount of time the check writers have taken over the years, Phil, away from other customers is enormous. We actually did a study on this. A line that accepts only cash and credit cards, which we have instituted, takes about one-third the time to run through 10 people than a line that takes people who are writing checks. And of course, there's the additional fact that a check writer is not your highest priority customer, only because what they're doing is they're basically giving you an IOU. Well, and I'm not saying that this is the case, but technically, when someone hands you a check, they're saying, maybe I'll pay it, maybe I won't. You know, you're really caught between.
Well, no, they're not. That's a check's guarantee. That's a bank's guarantee, isn't it? And what about check cashing cards? I mean, aren't there people?
Well, a check cashing card is it's a nice gimmick. There's nothing that says there's money there. With a credit card, that company is guaranteeing the payment of that amount.
Tell me about the health crisis, because I know that this affected your being able to be at work and to institute this policy, and this was directly related to your company's policy of cashing checks?
Well, again, a lot of grocery stores do cash checks, Phil, but I had been standing and watching and seeing after a while that the tension got to me, and I regret very much having lost my composure. We had a lady come into the line. She had one of these big checkbooks, and it was probably my imagination, but she pulled out one of these very large checkbooks, and I felt she was trying to say she was better than me, or so I don't know what it was, and so it got to me, and I regret it.
You took her checkbook from her, right?
Yes, I did, Phil. I took it. I went outside the store, and I threw it out on Buena Boulevard. I had been watching this going on and on and on with these checkbooks until finally I couldn't take it any longer, and I did take a sabbatical, but we're back, and when I did come back, I told the company, people that are writing checks are writing checks because they think, this is hard for me to say, I think they think there's something special. Use a credit card, use cash, or do us all a favor and stay home or go someplace else, because I'm trying to get people through the lines.
Robert Green of Fraser Foods, first grocery chain that I've ever heard of that has a limited check cashing policy. That is, if you're going to use a check, it has to be filled out and ready to go. And no filling in the check register, right?
Absolutely not. If we see someone filling in a check register, then we're saying, okay, that's not necessary to the purchase of those products. We're asking you now to move out of the line, move around, do it outside, but not here, not on my watch. No, thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show. Debbie, go ahead.
This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. Since when did putting the customer service first and taking right. care of your customer replaced by the ridiculous whim of a gentleman
taking,
with too much stress?
We're taking
you know
care
what?
Of our customers,
as a consumer,
we're taking care of the customer that has told
me.
Us that has
I
told
listened,
us we don't
I listened
want to stand
while
behind
you, spoke.
You.
I listened while you spoke.
I just
Give
wanted
me
to
an
clarify
opportunity
my
to
point.
Say what I need to say.
I wanted to clarify my point, that's all.
If I come to your store and I want to shop freely, you should not expect me to keep track of every dollar that I'm spending. You should allow me to shop, to be free to shop, and to get the total when I arrive. To assume that all of your customers do not have the skills to quickly write out a check with the total that we've been given is asinine.
Well, ma'am, you're
this
right.
This is the most ridiculous
you're
thing
right.
I have
However,
ever heard.
We have the policy that if you want us to total your groceries, which we're happy to do, you have to accept the price we give you. You can't contest it.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that if she's not going to keep track of the cost of her purchases, then she is leaving it to us, which is fine. We're happy to do that. But you can't
but you know what?
Don't
As
come
a
crying
consumer,
to me if you add it up and it's wrong.
My consumer rights tell me that if the price that's published is wrong and it's different than wrong, you know
no,
what?
No, no,
you
no,
need
no,
to
no,
assume
we,
that the intellectual level of your consumer is much, much higher than that. And for you to make these ridiculous stipulations, first of all, means... Yes, I'm going to exercise my option to shop someplace else. Thank goodness I have that option. But to inconvenience your customer, it just seems like you've lost the basic concept of being close to your customer and good, solid customer service. And that is just really, really sad. It's sad. It really
well,
is sad.
If I could
I'm
just
sad.
Address the lady's points, Phil. First of all, we have been in the business of customer service for 25 years. I think we've got a good record. Number two, we are serving our customers. We're serving our customers who have said to us, that frankly, they're tired of waiting in line behind check writers. And number three, we have no problem totaling your groceries. What we find to be an inconvenience to other customers is totaling the grocery and then having a customer say, oh, you got that wrong. I have to say to the customer, well, you're the one looking at the prices. You asked me about the intelligence level of our customers. I think
but the
overall
fact that
it's
you
pretty good.
To,
you can't add.
The the fact that you'd even talk to your customer like that, you can't add. That's your problem, and you didn't add it up. It says a lot about your character anyway, and thank goodness I'm in Arizona and do not have to shop at your store because this makes me sick. If you spoke to me like that as a consumer and said you don't know how to add or you didn't take this opportunity to add, I would be absolutely horrified.
Ma'am, I'm just asking you a question. You obviously keep track of the prices of products that you buy.
You know what? I'm very fortunate, and I don't have to. I buy what I want to buy, and I shop where I want to shop. So I do not have to.
Now I get it. Okay. So
I'm that check writer.
So because you got money, you think you get to keep everybody else waiting? Is that it?
No, in fact,
Hold on, Bob.
Now I understand. I can shop anywhere I want. Well, then money's no object to you. It may be to other people.
You know what's an option to me is good customer service.
Well, ma'am,
you're not in a hurry.
Well, you just got to go home and have somebody do your toenails for you. Other people are in line waiting to...
Whoa. Hold on for a minute, Bob. I mean...
Well, the lady was accusing me of a lot of things here. She's just got to get home and have what? Beulah clean out the, help Beulah, lemon wax a table? I'm over at my store trying to serve customers who've got time constraints. Now the lady tells me, well, fortunately, I can just blow it in any direction I want.
No, I'm just concerned because the things that you're saying, you're talking about your stress level and things that have to do with you and your sense of efficiency and not what is good, solid, and kind customer service. And I think you've lost sight. I'm a debit card customer. I wait patiently behind those who need to write checks. Some people feel more comfortable with that technology in this day and age, and that needs to be fine. And you need to work on the efficiency level of the people doing the business that work for you, not your customer. You're missing the point.
I noticed you calmed down after I spotted you as being somebody that was rich. Now, here's the thing that...
Wait a minute. I mean, that's got nothing to do with it, huh?
By the way, we're having an Odwalla promotion at our Mesa, Arizona store. What's your name, Debbie? Come on in. It's on me.
You know what?
What is Odwalla?
I don't live in Mesa. It's 9 o'clock at night. I'm driving home from a very long day of working at a very, very strenuous job, so your assumptions are incorrect, but that's fine.
Is your husband rich? I don't know. Is your husband wealthy?
You know what? Our wealth level doesn't have anything to do with my shopping habits.
What I'm talking about is customer service. You said you could shop anywhere you want.
Yeah, I can shop anywhere I want. It's my choice to shop anywhere I want.
All right. Well, you don't use checks, right?
No, I don't use checks.
All right, so I don't understand what the problem is. I'm trying to get these check writers out of my life and hopefully out of yours so we can get on with the business of living.
But you know what? The next thing will be is that your debit card customers can't whip them out of their wallets fast enough. The point is you're missing the point of good customer service, and that's what bothers me about what you say.
Well, talk about
your customers as if they are an inconvenience and not a blessing to you as a businessman who thankfully has survived off of these poor customers who are writing you checks.
Well, ma'am, your points are very well made, but I can tell you this. I've had complaints about many of our seniors who come in, and they're mishitting the buttons on the debit machine, and they don't know how to slide the card, and you just want to take the card from them and cut it in half and go,
go to a liquor store and buy some chips or something. They are your customers. They have paid
for
your way of life.
Yes.
You help them.
An elderly customer, Bob, that may not be familiar or conversant with that technology, and we've all seen it.
We have all seen it, Phil. I've watched it for many, many years. And after a while, you say, what's the secret? Hit your code and hit enter. I don't care if the guy's 110. I'm trying to help customers that are standing there shifting from one leg to the other, waiting for this elderly gentleman to figure out how to push a button. No, absolutely.
He's your customer, and he's paying you money to do so.
Well, Debbie, I appreciate your concern. It's Diane or Debbie, I'm sorry. It's Debbie?
It's Debbie.
All right, I appreciate your concern. We're going to work on it. But I just would ask you to keep in mind that when someone whips out the big checkbook like they're a big shot, and I say to them, guess what? Move around the other side of the check stand because you're holding people in line and you get to get out to your car faster, I think you'll thank me.
You know what? I actually help people out to their car. I do a lot to help other people, and I think that's the point that you're missing, is that consumers that are standing in line and see this behavior are probably horrified at the lack of care that is given to not only each customer, but to the customer that may need a little bit of extra assistance. And so someone like me, I would truly be horrified to see you hustle somebody out in front of me.
I got to do it. You sure you don't use checks? Because you sound exactly like these check writers.
You know what? I haven't written a check in a very long time, and I just
All right, I got a break. Debbie, thank you very much for your call.
Well, it sounds like baloney.
No, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. A new check writing policy, which means if you are going to pay by way of check, have it made out to the dollar. You don't enter into your register because it's just holding up people in line. It's got a lot of people talking. We'll be right back in a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me, Robert Green of Fraser Foods. This segment of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Fraser Foods. And you're a sponsor on our program, Mr. Green, and I appreciate that. I'm just asking about your check writing, policies.
Our check writing policies, Phil, are in line. We simply want people who write checks to move along a little quicker. Let me tell you, I've been in public, in the retail business for 25 years, and I'm as sensitive as anyone, and we've been very successful. We have 24 stores throughout the Southwest and Southeast. We're not a huge chain, but then we are also a chain that specializes in certain high-quality products. Now, the point I want to make is when you're standing in line and you see someone write a check, and an example of that was really what drove me to this decision. I was at a fast food restaurant locally. I don't know if I can tell you the name of it.
Go ahead.
I was at Jack in the Box, and I was at this Jack in the Box. And I was standing in line. I was going to get something to eat, and there was a gentleman who had ordered two sourdough jacks, and I'll tell you why I remember what they were, because they were on sale that day for 99 cents. And I thought, all right, two sourdough jacks, 99 cents. If you enjoy the food of Jack in the Box, and I do, it's a good deal. And this guy pulls a checkbook out, and that's when I said, that's it. I'm never going to eat here again. And I remember I walked out, and I slammed the door so hard that it broke a pane of glass. That's how... And you know what I did? I went immediately across the street to McDonald's. I came outside the McDonald's. I had purchased, I forget what it was, a double quarter pound with cheese. I held it up in the air and shook it almost at the Jack in the Box as if to say, look, see, look where I'm eating. And why? Because they allowed some joker to get in line and write a check for 2.99 sourdough jacks? When does the madness end? And that's the question I asked myself all the way back to Buena Park. And that is the question I asked myself all the way back to Buena Park.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green with us. You hear the hostility of that one caller, though.
Phil, if you've been in my business long enough, they're hostile. People have got something that they're angry about every day.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Elizabeth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Listen, Bob, I had heard you talking earlier. You said that writing a check wasn't necessarily a guarantee as to whether or not you would get paid. And that was kind of a flimsy excuse. Maybe you'll get paid, maybe you won't. Are you aware now?
Well, maybe the check's going to bounce or maybe it won't.
Well, have you now heard of the Check 21 policy?
Absolutely. I'm very familiar with it. In fact, I helped institute it in a number of retail chains here in California. The problem is this. Those numbers are easily duplicated. They're also easily counterfeited. And we have had an enormous problem of these cards and the numbers being either counterfeited or duplicated, and checks are coming back bad all the time. So the check guarantee card as we know it, I wouldn't... as the saying goes, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. So writing checks is, it's a hit-and-miss deal. In other words, I get a check from you, and I'm sure you're a very nice lady, but basically you're saying to me, here, I promise to pay you $150. Well, you excuse me, but I don't do business that way. I'm sure you don't either.
Well, what percentage
who are
of
you?
Your customers?
Why would I want to believe you?
What percentage of your customers, though, would you say that necessarily happens to?
What's that? Say it again? You slurred.
What percentage of that customers, of your customers, do you have this problem with?
I don't have the problem because I make sure that check is good. And we go through a number of double checks on that. So someone writes me a check, we require that they stay in the store until we make contact with the bank.
You're
which
kidding.
Which is where we all should. Well,
they have to stay in the store?
That's correct, yeah. They don't get to leave.
They don't.
I think that's fair.
Right, you think it's fair? Right.
Definitely. All I mean, right.
You were probably drinking your dinner tonight, weren't you?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686.
I apologize.
When the lady said, and then you made the comment, maybe you drink your dinner, that went out over the air.
Well, then I apologize.
What did you mean by the comment?
Well, what I meant by the comment is this. If anybody wants to come into a store, write a check, and then be held in that store while we call the bank to make sure that the check is going to clear, I don't see that as a very useful use of your time. And the lady is saying that's fair. Well, it might be fair, but why would anybody want to go through it? I would just as soon have you not even come in with your checks. I would just as soon cash cards, debit cards, credit cards, cash. You know, we underestimate the value of cash. There's nothing like seeing someone pull out a roll of bills. And in this day and age, Phil, it has become increasingly rare to see someone, just to coin a phrase, to see a guy man up and pull out a wad of bills.
Well, what does that mean, man up?
Well, it just means that he's carrying some cash as opposed to his American Express gold card. I'll take it all. It's just the check writing has gotten over the line. I just want you to know, 2 bonus checks, 99-cent special, the guy's writing a check?
I'm just saying that if they're taking checks, he ought to be able to... He ought to be able to write one. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the Phil Hendry Show talking about the check writing policy there, where they're asking people to have the checks made out already in the amount to the dollar. Don't enter into your check register. Get moving. Here is Keith. Keith, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to this conversation from the very beginning, and what was his last name? Green?
My name's Green, yes, sir.
Okay. I heard him say he was excited about something new that they were going to be doing at the store, and I thought he was going to say something like they had some new bonus for customers, when in fact what he's really doing is saying that they cater to people that are impatient, and they're willing to shove people that take a little longer out of the way to make this point. What I don't get is how they can ask folks to try and walk through their store and estimate down to the dollar what they're trying to write. What I see is...
I don't understand why that's so difficult, sir. I mean, we all took math. No, we're not catering to people that are impatient. We're catering to a very fast, modern society where a mother also works a job, where a father may have to get home to cover for the children because the mom is out working. This is a society where people are on the go. And with all due respect to our seniors, when an elderly gentleman wearing a golf hat or what have you, and he's got those thick Coke bottle glasses... And he's pushing the wrong buttons, and you've seen it, right? And then he slid the card in backwards, and I've got a cashier that's frankly more patient than me, because if it were me, I would have, well, I don't want to say what I would have done.
I think the message you were trying to get across was an attempt to try and get more customers and please customers, but I think you're going to find at the end of the night, you're going to have a lot less customers that you had than you had before. You've taken personal shots at every caller you've talked to so far, and I have no doubt you'll take a shot at me.
No, people. Well, you basically called me an idiot. I'm not taking it.
How did I call you an idiot? I didn't make it personal
at all.
Didn't
you say it was stupid?
Well, he's not calling you an idiot. The policy may be stupid.
Look, all right, then forgive me. Let me just say this to you, Keith. I am here at the Pacific Diner in Los Angeles. Why am I here? Because they make probably the finest meatloaf sandwich in the world. Do you like meatloaf sandwiches? I don't know. I'm not going to make you eat a meatloaf sandwich. I'm not going to have you stand in line behind me while I order and eat a meatloaf sandwich. You get to go someplace else and eat what you want.
But based on your logic, if you're driving down the road and you're behind an old person, old people probably drive slower, too.
Well, it's a hazard. It's a traffic hazard.
Jesus.
That was easy. Score it. That's 3 points from midcourt. Are you kidding? What should we do about it? Ticket them.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Well, this guy wants to have elderly people with licenses who drive too slow? Is that... Do you write checks?
I'm sorry, Bill, but first it's people that are rich. If you have a big checkbook, that means you're rich.
I love the catch.
If you're driving slow and you're elderly, then you should be ticketed. I mean, this guy is quite a manager. I just can't
sir, look, if you want to live in a world where an old man is going 3 miles an hour on the freeway and he's taking 6 days to write a check, be my guest. That's not the planet I live on. Last time I checked, I live on Earth. And that's not the way it is today.
Wow.
Give me a sign of ketchup.
All right, thank you very much. Are you ordering dinner?
I'm having... I tell you, they got a meatloaf sandwich here that it sets you free. It is... And I tell you, and you don't have to wait a half a year to get it either.
Where are you?
I'm at the Pacific Diner, Phil, downtown Los Angeles. And anybody coming out to L.A., you want to have a real meal, go to the Pacific Diner. Forget about Hollywood or the wet. The Pacific Diner has got a meatloaf sandwich that would straighten your permanent. It is that good.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Liz. Liz, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just have a question. Do you charge wholesale or retail for your product?
Retail, obviously.
Well, when you charge that extra money, what are you charging the guests for? It seems like you'd be charging them for your time.
Very,
they're
very
paying
high,
you
high
for
quality
your
food.
Time and for your customer
oh, no.
service.
No. We are charging. Did you ask me a question?
Job is customer service, and it would be so much more. It would be so much easier for me if people would come in, order their food, and leave.
But
when they come out to dine, they come to talk to each other, come to look through the menu. And though it's not easy for me and my time restrictions, it is what they're paying for.
Well, look, you're a waitress, right?
Yes.
So, all right, let's say I walk in, and your name is, I didn't get the lady's name?
Her name is Liz.
Hey, Liz, how about one of them meatloaf sandwiches, huh? Right?
So then I'm going to serve it to you.
You're going to serve it to me, okay? But you're not going to do anything to it, right?
I'm not going to do anything to it.
Well, what I'm saying is, you're not going to do what a lot of these restaurants do. You're not going to go in the back and wipe it on your, you know what, or you're not, you know, you know what I'm saying?
No, of course.
All right, okay. So I'm paying not only for the meatloaf sandwich and your service, but I'm also paying for the guarantee that you're not going to open up a piece of the bread and spit into it, or shove it down your pants. I mean, excuse me, but shove it down your pants, whatever. Same thing with our...
What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying the quality of our food is such that, yeah, they're paying extra. They're paying for a great... We got the best cuts of meat. We got the finest vegetables and fruits.
You're charging more for that than it costs you, and you're charging...
We fly our plums in from South America. Ma'am, we fly our plums in from Greece. Greece. Why? Because the weather's too cold right now in California. In Greece and Spain, the plums are succulent. Now, I'll spend that extra money. Guy comes into my store.
But they're not going to spend that extra money if they can't get the customer service that should go along with it.
What
your
customer?
Job is to serve your customers.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing.
And if in your line of business you can't handle the stress of serving the customer, then clearly it's not the right line of business for you.
Is it really possible tonight?
You can't handle serving your customer.
I just had a thought. Is it possible tonight we're hearing from customers that would rather, that don't mind waiting?
It's wrong to be respectful of your elders and of people paying with checks to let them have that extra few minutes. And when will it not be fast enough for people paying with cash? When will it be, I want you to have the calculator out, add the tax, and have everything counted up when you get to the register?
Well, let me ask you a question. How come we do have credit cards? Because it wasn't fast enough to pay with cash. So why do we still indulge people that write with checks? That's like allowing a guy to rub two sticks together to get a fire going. When you know what I'm saying? When you want to say, just use your lighter. And the guy says, no, I'd rather rub two sticks together and run around in a loincloth. Thank you.
That's not going to be fast enough. You're going to keep pushing people to go faster and faster and faster.
If a person's
and they're not going to be able to please you when your job is to really be pleasing them.
Ma'am, I'm trying to please my customers by allowing them to get to the line and they don't have to wait behind a woman. The other day I heard this conversation. Oh, am I not sliding it in right? And I had to say to her, I got children standing in line. I got women. What are you talking about?
So do you think instead of complaining, you should have said, no, ma'am,
what
this
does that
is
mean?
How you do it. Let me show you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
You know how to do it.
But you don't understand. I heard the lady say, am I not sliding it in right? And she said it in a way that was almost filthy. I don't know how else to describe it.
What are you talking about?
The old lady that was using her debit card. Am I not sliding it in right? And
You show her how it's used correctly so next time she can use it correctly. You help out that elderly
use what?
Because someday you're going to be old. And
ma'am,
you're going to need help with something.
Yeah, but ma'am, you got to understand. I've got these children standing in line listening to this kind of talk. And you tell me I'm going to show her?
Yes, of course.
Those
children need to learn that it's okay to wait, that it's okay to give people.
She's 86 years old. I'm not showing her anything. And I don't want her to show me anything.
That's really a good way to treat your customer, sir. That's
Are you asking me to help her slide it in right there in line with everybody standing and looking?
Yes, and I think they'll respect
What do you think the lady's talking about?
You took time to show this woman how to use it, and the next time she won't have that problem.
Oh, I'll bet she won't have that problem. Look, I don't have the time to go down the aisle in the pharmacy section, get a big jar of lube, come on up.
What are you talking about?
This woman says slide it in.
That's the freaking card, man, the card.
Sir, I really think this is more I think this is you projecting your problems onto other people.
Here we go. You sound like the company doctor.
Proof.
No, you know what? You sound like that company doctor they told me to go to.
You should have gone, honey.
I did, and this guy's, well, you know, this...
Look at it, Bob. You threw a checkbook into the street. You held a burger up and screamed at Jack in the Box.
Yeah?
And then some old lady trying to use a debit card and says, I'm not sliding it in right, and you take it as a sexual comment.
This is a serious anger disorder. It really is.
There's a little boy standing in line, and he's looking at some old lady saying, oh, I can't slide it in, help me, and I'm supposed to stand there and accept that as decent talk?
Yeah, and I don't think that little boy took it the same way you did.
Would you like me to get on
the... I think he took it as an old woman needing help.
Would you like me to get on the microphone and just go, lube needed on check this?
What a jackass.
What are you monkeys laughing at?
Oh, shut up. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But for you to think something like that, why?
We live in a day and age, Mr. Hendry, especially as a retail, as the operative of a retail outlet, I can't.
But for you to think in those terms.
When you have children in line, you have to be mindful of civil action.
The lady was talking about sliding a debit card.
All I heard her say was, slide it in. No, I didn't think there was any. But the language itself. The kids see enough of this on TV. And
all right, so you immediately went to a sex act.
This is why I would rather not have check writers, because it cuts down on the percentage of these kind of fumbling people. And I'm not just talking about the elderly. Even someone in their 20s can be so clueless, they don't know how to push the button where, you know, please press yes if you accept the amount. They press no, then you got to start all over again. And then they blame you, as if I was born dumb. And I'm sorry to have to talk that way about some of my customers. I'm trying to make things more convenient. I've been hearing a lot of check writers calling in tonight. Don't worry about it. No, I know it's not. You know, if you're stacking the calls.
I'm not stacking any calls, sir.
Well, I've heard a lot of check writers.
I'm not stacking any calls. What's going on here, a lot of people who want a little bit, who are tired of this impatient world that we live in, and take a little bit of time. And if somebody can't use the ding-dang debit card machine, help them. And don't take it when they say, I can't slide it in, to be something salacious or inappropriate for a kid.
I can't take chances.
Have you ever been sued for that?
You know, that's my bet. I cannot take these chances.
1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I think this guy is like a total control freak is what he sounds like. Because you, like, want to tell people how they should spend their money.
No, I'm the manager of the store, though. I control the store.
Yeah, but you don't control people and how they spend their money.
When they're in my store, I can control how they purchase their products. Yes, I can.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
Yes, I can. This is a private
enterprise.
That's
like discriminating against people that write checks. I don't write checks.
What are you talking
about? People should be slow.
Hey, how about this? Why should I discriminate against people that are broke? Why not give it to them for free?
No, because everything you're saying, this doesn't make sense. I mean, if people want to write checks, that's their right to do that.
No, it isn't.
And it takes just as long. I've seen people run credit cards and have to wait for that to be accepted.
Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you think it's their right to use a credit card?
Of course it's their right.
All right. What if I don't have a credit card machine?
Then they can't use one at your store.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You just said it was their right.
If you have a machine, how are they going to use it without a machine?
You didn't say if they have a machine.
Then pull the old slider machine out from the old days and run the car. I don't care what you do. Write the number down, then, if that's what you're saying. But
you know, I would appreciate
you're trying to control
it. You, know,
you just want to tell people what and how to do.
Sir, I've been in the grocery business for a long time, and I can tell a guy that's called me who's got a mouthful of saltine crackers.
I don't care what business you're in.
Why don't you swallow whatever it is you
own my own businesses, and you don't treat people that way. That's I don't know how you can stay in business doing that either.
I don't.
And
want my people standing in line waiting to buy their groceries while you sit there, Bill, with your big check register with a Harley Davidson insignia.
I don't even have a checking account. I don't even have credit cards. If I can't pay with cash, then I don't bother. And
what kind of business?
People take long-running checks. But you have no right to...
You don't have credit cards. You don't have a check. And so, therefore, the business you're in is what? Running cocaine?
They can't run checks if they want to.
How do you have a business where you don't have a checking account? I don't get it.
I said I used to own my own business, and I don't have to. I pay for cash for everything.
Yeah, because you can't get a credit card.
I'll pay for cash, but I don't use credit cards or checks, and no one has any right to
use credit cards or checks, but you can't qualify for a checking account.
All right.
Well, this guy
takes just as long.
Okay, we got to take a break.
You could have
a
that's
what he's talking about.
How much they spend, even.
Yeah, really?
If you're worried
what about the time the guy told me that I...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass, plug into the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is
my
back.
My office told me you faded out the last call.
I had to fade the last call out because we were up against the break. Here is Mary. Go ahead, Mary, on with Robert Greene.
I just want to know who you're sleeping with, because you got to be sleeping with one of your bosses to be keeping your job.
I'm the boss. There, did that answer your question? Pretty easy, huh? There you go. Thanks for calling, and I guess you got to get back to bed with your boss.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, no, honey, you're the one that has to keep your job. If I ran
my
business,
CEO
I'm an operator of a restaurant, if I ran it like you, I'd be out of business in a week.
Well, you don't own it, okay? You're just visiting your boss's house with the checks.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.